Good evening. I'm Isabella Valentine. Thank you for joining me. And while you adjust yourself comfortably, I'd like to take this time to thank you for allowing me to be a muse and a guide as you explore the prospects of a handsome male. I also want to congratulate you on your willingness to try something new.
Relax.
Get comfortable. And allow my words to wash over your mind. What you are about to hear may not necessarily sound like hypnosis, but I assure you, you're already being hypnotized. Your capacity to be aroused by men is beginning to unfold.
Relax.
Spread out your legs. Roll out your mind.
Get comfortable.
Spread out your legs. Roll out your mind.
Open your thoughts.
And even though we may not have officially met in person, in the flesh, I most certainly believe that by you listening and by my speaking, we are virtually connected. You meaning the listener and me being Isabella. You and I, we have a relationship, and I think it would be fair to say that this relationship that is developing between you and I right now is one that involves communication to some degree. Even in agreement or disagreement, there is the indication of a response, and it's quite likely that by now, experiencing all that you have in life,
to experience.
You may already unconsciously recognize the way your mind is finding relaxation rather enjoyable, responding to words so effortlessly without even trying. It's like the very essence of communication has found a way to guide language right through your mind.
Relax.
And it would be quite lovely to call what is happening right now a sort of transduction of thoughts or emotions into the body. Clearly, you can just as suddenly take another deep breath. In the same way, you can express your desire to want to be told that right now. You are, in fact, without even trying, thinking of cock. And cocks are wonderful things.
To listen.
After all, you have one. It's a part of you.
Into your mind.
And I think it's fair to conclude that we both can agree that embracing who we are is as smart as it is good to become aware that it's a wonderful thing to link common causes. In the same way, you can be aroused by vagina. You can be aroused by penis. In the same way you like to eat pussy, you can enjoy sucking cock. In the same way you like watching a woman walk in a tight skirt, you can also drool over a guy in tight jeans.
Your consciousness throbbing.
In the same way you want to masturbate thinking of naked women, you can also masturbate thinking of naked men stroking their cocks. And it's perfectly natural if you find yourself trying not to be aroused by all the spooky and unfamiliar feelings that take place when you're told to think about something you may very well have been brainwashed to avoid. And perhaps you may find it somewhat refreshing to know that avoiding or rejecting any notions is not only an activity of the mind, which can alter at any moment. There is a fluctuation of perspective. What you may have at some point in time considered gross, unacceptable, taboo, or even a turnoff, might suddenly begin to be kind of sexy. Bear with me as you consider how homosexuality looks from my perspective. I love touching myself, watching guys together, sometimes even more than two women. I love to watch the way guys seem to unconsciously, instinctively, they know exactly how to touch each other. I like the way they feed off of each other's masculine, feminine energies. The look they get in their eyes when they're stroking each other in a circle jerk. And oftentimes, without even talking to each other, one can easily choose to get on his knees and find his place at the bottom. And the one on the top begins to exaggerate his dominance, grabbing, thrusting, grunting, with an intensity that seems to say, "That's right, bitch. Take that cock into your mouth and don't stop sucking until I say so." Speaking of saying important things to cocksuckers, you may have heard it said that it takes one to know one. Metaphorically, it can be understood that it takes a man to know how to please a man. Who would be a better candidate for giving hand jobs? A guy who masturbates at every opportunity? Or a girl who does it on special occasions? If one were going in for surgery, it would be best to rely on the most experienced individual. Shouldn't the same consideration be given for your very sex-driven penis? It's common knowledge that most men think of sex at least equal or often considerably more than women. Men know how to please men. And because you're a man who understands how to read the body language of a penis, you have discovered with little need for instruction exactly how it should be stimulated. You already know how to touch a penis. You already know how to stroke a penis. You already know how to make a penis come. This is as natural to you as breathing, arousal by cock. It is important that, in all the ways, you are becoming comfortable with male nudity and arousal of the male in general. We will begin to connect that arousal with the goal of obtaining a volcanic orgasm. What I mean by volcanic is that the orgasm will stem from deep inside the core of your being. The arousal will begin to take the form of an unstoppable force of nature. Literally, we'll find a way to penetrate through solid territory for the purpose of releasing years of pent-up energy. Essentially, our goal comes in three parts. First, we must create the commitment to have a good time. This one is easy. I wouldn't be speaking now if I weren't having a good time imagining the prospect of you sucking off another guy. And you wouldn't be listening now if you weren't at least a little curious about what sort of sexual debauchery may arise from feeling good. So the first of the three goals, commit to have a good time. This is important because it serves as a friendly reminder that you are being present to a feeling of goodness, even if, and especially if, you are introduced to a same-sex concept that hasn't been fully processed yet, but you trust the source of the information. Your orgasm is stimulated by arousing intentions. The second goal is to commit to infinite elasticity in all the wonderful ways you are relaxed. Take this opportunity to allow the mind to be as fluid and flexible as possible, elastic. Commit to infinite elasticity. This serves two rudimentary purposes. Having a strong, fluid, elastic mind primarily prevents snaps, fragments, and breakage, and instead encourages flexible structure, much like how a modern skyscraper is built to gently bend with the wind. The human mind also needs a bit of wind resistance, or homo flexibility, to bend with the flow, to disappear into that movement, that current. Elasticity builds the momentum of a feel-good process, and the secondary purpose is progressiveness of thought. Moving forward, an elevated vertical direction of progressive forward thinking. We are practicing the art of flowing forward. Feel that stretch as your mind considers an archaic expression of homosexuality. And now consider a postmodern view. In a nutshell, this means that with forward progressive thinking, we have the capacity to not only experience Satori, but also a fuller sense of transpersonal identity. You will remember to remember flexibility of thought. Thought of flexibility. Flexible thinking of thought. Flexing forward, thinking of flexibility, forward, and on all fours, flowing into flexibility of thought, flexibility of mind, flexible mouth around a cock, thought of flexing your tongue, forward, progressive movement, flexible to commit to feeling good, and flexible to agree to commit to infinite elasticity. Without even trying, without even knowing it, your awareness is now being introduced to our third and final goal, to elicit erotic response. In this particular case, I am the engineer eliciting your arousal. A great way to be the recipient of the elicitation is to allow your body to effortlessly respond erotically. Whenever you hear words, sounds, or even silence that have been strategically placed to induce arousal, may it simply be that your penis begins to breathe on its own. And as you squeeze the muscle in your penis, you may recognize the direction in which it begins to torch.
The eliciting erotic.
Should you want to feel even better, it is perfectly acceptable and encouraged to imagine a man stroking your cock. A man who is strikingly handsome, has all the right features. He has to be aesthetically pleasing to you. Think of a man who may even be more intelligent than you. Trust me, it's hotter that way. Imagine him to be a man who oozes charisma. A man who wants nothing more than to stroke your penis. Commit to feeling good. Commit to infinite elasticity. Elicit erotic response.
And refreshing.
Wonderful. Sink into that mountain.
Into your mouth.
It is all around you.
Glided.
melt into a new and deeper understanding of what you can appreciate about your involvement in homosexual fantasy. Perhaps you may be thinking or wondering or casually considering without actually taking a position where your involvement will lead. How exactly will you come to crave cock? Does this mean you'll be craving real penis?
To reflect,
or will it merely remain a fantasy? Suppose you might come to crave cock in the same way a person might have popcorn cravings at the movie theater. I wonder if you would find it surprising to gently consider another man's cock sliding into your mouth. While you think about all of these fascinating questions, which is why we committed to elasticity. To be truly elastic, there must be room for both a yes and a no. There must be a forward and a backward, an inner and an outer. You must deeply consider a yes before committing to a perspective. To say no would be to reject yes. And no activity in the mind deserves to be rejected without deep reflection. As you begin to allow yourself to crave the deeper sliding in of cock into your mouth, the stronger the craving to suck it. And there is much to appreciate when it comes to the complexity of sexual desire. You're allowed to be turned on by whatever or whomever you want. You're allowed to adjust the limits of your mind as far out as you want. What you may have craved last Thursday might very well be different than what you wish to have right now. A big, hard, throbbing cock in your hand.
Into his mouth.
What you may have considered unacceptable yesterday might be considerable now. A cock thrusting into your mouth. I'd like you to close your eyes now and imagine for a moment that you're browsing open tables at a local gay, adults-only farmer's market. Just play pretend. Just like browsing cute guys at the club. Feel the warm sun and the cool breeze. How you wish a man to be unbuttoning your pants. Listen to the soft chatter as people walk around the market. Hear the sounds of his zipper descending. Your heart pounding. Your cock pushing through the fabric of your underwear.
The sound.
Perhaps you hear car doors opening and closing, clothes falling to the floor. Place your awareness on the vibrant colors of the fruits and vegetables. Allow your eyes to move downward towards the penis. Notice the clothes you picked out for your first time. I wonder if you can appreciate the variety of fresh produce from one merchant to another, the variety of men from which you can select, just as you would the finest ingredients, the way in which you can pick up and feel a tomato or banana or some other fruit that is pleasing to you. You can study the qualities that you find pleasing many flavors of cock. Just as there are tomatoes that are in or out of season, a penis can be more or less flavorful than other creatures. You are allowed to be picky. For your first time, you must be comfortable with demanding nothing less than amazing. You can inspect the very essence of a cucumber. With quality of ripeness,
to hear,
feel that the color,
see the texture,
and feel
the way you may wish to later sink it into your mouth. More sooner than later, you can imagine a perfect flavored peanut with just the right length, the right width, the right strength, the perfect presentation of pigmentation, a perfect display of flexibility, an enchanting smell, the right texture and feel, the perfect amount of groomed hair, or the lack thereof. And as you touch and feel the various fruits, metaphorically you are touching and feeling the various cocks, allowing the process of feeling and touching and stroking another cock of your choosing. And neither yes nor no, you may come to see bisexuality to be believable in a genuine way, in the highest stage where you are able to believe it to be reasonably there, the desire to be with, be surprised by, be tempted by, be ultimately overwhelmed by a level of arousal produced by bisexuality. And without so much as a viable reason to reconsider, you are now being disentangled, opening up to a more intelligent identity, able to see or feel the unfolding of levels and layers of sexuality. You also open up to receiving what the great sex goddess wishes to bestow upon you. And as you move through these various aspects of sexual enlightenment, you can focus more easily on the perception of yourself being intimate with, naked with, embracing the totality of yourself with another man, enjoying the extraordinary flavor of the perfect cock you have chosen, clean, groomed, become one with the color, the hard and soft texture. It's okay if for a time you feel knocked off your game. This produces a more elaborate, orgasmic reaction. Allow this to be a part of your world. It's important to find a sexual practice that not only works, it motivates more intense masturbation. As you hold your own cock, as you master it in your hand, be aware of how you are subtly, without even thinking about it, subconsciously practicing the act of getting off another cock. A stronger, smarter man. Perhaps sucking his cock would feel better if you asked him to put his hands behind, around, and into your head, releasing any tendency to want to resist.
And you are swallowing.
You are the enforcer of the decision for a man to hold your head with a tighter grip. And the head of your cock is throbbing at the thought of his fingers in your hair. Feel the friction of his mouth. Oil his cock with your saliva. Slide up and down.
Deeper.
Stroke. And slide.
And you learn to
stroke and slide.
The taste of
spin and twirl. Spin your hands. Twirl your tongue. Be good to his cock. Gay guys always know to do this, and so should you. Through each and every way you squeeze and grip. Every new and deliberate stroke, the form of an even bigger, better cock begins to unfold. Notice the shape of the new penis that is found in the lover inside your palm, without even trying, not even with the slightest bit of focus or concentration. You are already becoming aware how fervently you're maneuvering his shaft. squeezing gently at the bottom,
touching
and more firm towards the top.
Sucking your cock.
You are already enforcing your desire to be a better cock stroker. Strokes and slide.
His cock.
Spin and twirl. Spin and twirl. Spin your hand. Twirl your tongue. Think of touch, and he will come. Think of touch, and he will come. And you may find a delicious surprise when you circle around, wondering how a gay man would take the initiative in reaching down inside your pants, feeling how hard you are, with the most hypnotic intention of spiraling his hand up and down
your nipples, are becoming
stroking your cock as you surrender.
Such
how do you think you'd want the most perfect man to play with your horny penis?
Open up
if his mouth is thirsty. Allow him the pleasure to beg to drink of your sweet, delicious cream.
Welcome.
Perhaps you may come to thrive on the possibility that deep down, you'll get up. Up until now, you search for excuses to shy away. There are no more excuses. It's time to face the inevitable. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out.
Wrapping your legs around his waist.
At some point in your life, even at this very moment, right here, right now, you'll realize you've always liked it. Evolve to want it. Live to need it. Progress to kissing men in your sleep. Sooner or later, you will find it easy, even simple, to commit, to surrender to the taste of cock. Conceive the flavor of a man's tongue. Perhaps this is the secret you've held the longest. An unrequited love affair with homoerotic curiosity. Have you ever been exposed to two guys kissing or fucking? And your first instinct was to either avoid it and try to distract yourself from thinking about it. Whenever there is avoidance of something we do not understand, there is a procrastination. We could spend a lifetime building up to the point of acceptance. Come out, come out.
You want that.
When you think back over your life, have you ever purposely told yourself not to even think the word gay?
What you are.
That even if you just think the word gay, then that makes you gay. Any attempt to avoid deep thinking about the subject of male gayness or anything from the first-person perspective is not only avoiding a fascinating concept, it's not being fair to ourselves to allow the body to enjoy it. Today is a new day, one of many extraordinary days.
But you know,
today you are allowed and you must think about gay. If you were to be gay, how do you suppose you would enjoy it the most? And as you stroke your cock, thinking of the perfect gay kiss, you grow more and more immune to judgment. In this domain we call life, you may come to prefer surrounding yourself with those who support rather than condemn. This is your life. Live how you want it. Remember to remember that you can decide from one moment to the next whom you choose to love. This could be what you always want. No one can ever remove your desire of sex. Live as though you have full power to be whoever you want. Live as though no one
can prevent you from being the totality of you. The faster you stroke your cock, thinking about naked men touching you, the more you set yourself free. And you do want to be free, don't you? It's time to come out of your cage, sweetheart. Come on out. Even if at some time in the past you found it wrong or dirty, it now seems to be a natural part of life, a curiousness of the species, a bond between males, without a necessity to procreate. Suppose men were put here for the sole purpose of fucking. Fucking men, fucking women. After all, you already know men always think of sex. Why eliminate a perfectly eligible being? Philosophically speaking, preventing the same sex from auditioning at your orgasm could be viewed by fantasy as a form of sexual discrimination. We want all your fantasies to have equal opportunity to earn your affection. And I wonder, as you look up at the enormity of the highly advanced sexual structure we call sex, how deeply can you appreciate the flavor of form, the thick, phallic state a penis makes? Just like a banana, so healthy and delicious. Now, could it be that penis promotes well-being, an excellent provider of protein, another qualified source towards sexual nutrition, under your lips, over your tongue? Follow the lucid line of sexual advancement. Here you are encouraged to imagine, with almost intolerable intensity, the taste of shy ejaculate dripping into your mouth. A flavor that once seemed designed to frighten you has now become a trusted lover, your sexiest male friend. Come wishes you'd give it a chance. Come is your friend. A man's cum, when it is of your choosing, can never harm you or hurt you, because it is a release. Fruity snacks will create sweet and creamy flavors. Fruity snacks will create sweet and creamy flavors. It turns me on, knowing you not only want to give a guy a blowjob, but you want to give him a hand job too. So I want you to stroke yourself right now, hard and fast. As you masturbate, spin your hand and twirl your wrist. As your mind becomes overwhelmed with homosexuality, allow any perceived judgment to melt away. Let it go. It's melting off of you. Release that tension. Immerse yourself into that elasticity. Imagine what thoughts appear in the mind of a horny gay man. What do you suppose a gay man looks for in fantasy that you may never have considered? And deeper, allow yourself to swim inside the gay mind. Feel around. There is no more need to avoid what you now find pleasurable. Immerse yourself in the subtle domain of erotic sound, touch, and stimulation of all your senses. Here you are in this unqualifiable, unmanifest, literally nothing but arousal, pure, sensual emptiness. It is here in this formless state all that there is consciousness of sex. It is pure wisdom without an object, vast and formless, progressive consciousness. Perhaps one could call this lucid dreaming, hypnotized by this erotic awareness. There is no need to label. Float within the knowledge that we are neither gay nor straight. We are neither occupation nor career. These are all objects of the self, projections of how we wish to be seen. We can easily be swept away in what society expects us to be. But in this place, here, in this formless, unqualifiable manifest, in this subtle awakened state of hypnosis, we are the subject, not the object of our identity. You have full access of will, permanent access to witness causal formless sleep. And as you move into a more comfortable, more fluid level of gayness, you can see it. You can trace it so that you find it again and again. Go levels past it. Locate the vision of how you wish to feel when you think of gayness. Also, at the same time, locate the vision of how you wish to communicate to others with comfort and confidence. The perspective that you wish to be undefined. Live without labels. Live to be free. Locate the vision of creating a new tradition where you can find it absolutely reasonable to extend your masturbation practices while you fantasize. Over and over, from unfading memory, having complete approach to memorize the male face and the male body. Allow yourself to move closer to the edge of non-dual. You can be at any state, at any time. Place your awareness on becoming twice as aroused by gayness. Intimate to the form of gayness unfolding in waves. Become twice as aroused by the knowledge that the desire to be fucked by cock or sucking one is completely unplanned. Your cock is getting harder as you think of all the ways you can be involved in degrees of homosexuality. A kiss with a tongue, touching a guy's cock through the outside of his jeans. Allow yourself to be so intimate to the intelligence behind gayness that you could absolutely talk to the form of it. Here there is a formless identity, pure unmanifest structure. Feel the faint edge of the very subtle bliss. Ride the line of the fine dualistic edge. Allow yourself to be fully involved in the process of transcending gender, both gay and straight. Neither gay nor straight. Bisexual today, straight tomorrow. Straight today, gay tomorrow. Gay now. You can be any state at any time. Mold into any form. Become any impression. Bisexual when you masturbate. Gay. When you don't, straight at work, gay during break, shift your identity any way you want. We have permanent access to be who we want and how we want from one moment to the next.
We have full access to all aspects of our sexual selves. There is no judgment of truth. Truth has no judgment. Every possible instance is in our control. We can choose to be aroused or not aroused at any time, by any gender, at the root of the body. In the deepest satori is permanent access to full realization. Welcome your profound sexual awakening. Allow this to be your ultimate reality. If someone asks if you are gay or straight, communicate in a way that leaves a little bit of mystery. You can absolutely reset your perspective at any time. There is no separation between what is here and what is out there. From moment to moment, you can experience a sense of duality. There are many degrees of bisexuality. Today, you may want a man more than a woman. Tomorrow, you may want a woman more than a man. Integrate with the ever-expanding spectrum. Just like water, sometimes the ripple, sometimes the wave. One day high, one day low. Straight in the morning, gay at night. Gay in the morning, bisexual at night. Bisexual in the morning, gay at night. Gay in the morning, gay at night. Multiple aspects that do not die. They do not expire. These are timeless presents of sex. Be ever present to taste the act of witnessing the different states of being. You may be surprised to discover you can be one with all states of yourself, transcending and including your gayness along with your straightness, and all the lines and levels and sublevels in between. Are you sucking enough cock? Notice how thirsty you are for cum. Notice how your mouth waters at the thought of deep-throating another man. Yes, you are having a craving for a thick, hard penis. In a perception without perspective, sex is all there is. There is a wanting, a sense of need, much how you appreciate how perfect your mouth performs a bit of oral. Stroke your cock as you consider how your gayness looks from my perspective. Imagine how sexy this is for me, knowing this is your first time. Just like you may have watched porn with amateur actors who clearly were a little nervous. There are many characteristics to consider when the mind becomes aroused. And I already know you will love being gay, because I already have dreams of you coming with your mouth wide open. I see you sucking cock. I see your asshole exposed and fucked until you can barely breathe. When I think of you getting hard, sucking another man's cock, I just want to grab the back of your head until his cock goes deeper into your mouth. You will restrain from coming until you hear me say the word, buttfucker. Only when I say the word buttfucker will you be allowed to come. Any attempts to orgasm before you hear me say the magic word will result in infinite, irreversible gayness. In the same way you can include me in your gay fantasy, you can also stroke your cock hardest while focusing completely on the way a man looks at a woman when he's fucking her. Imagine how sexy it would be, just as turned on by him as you are by her, or
watching the way a nervous guy gets as he's getting his ass cherry popped. Stroke harder. Slide up and down. Spin and twirl. Just like you're sucking on a cock. It's okay, you want to suck it. Imagine my hand on the back of your head as you suck another man's cock. You're doing this because I want you to. And you're doing this because I told you to. You're also doing this because you want to. And you want to because I want you to want to. And without even taking that into account, you want to suck cock, regardless of how hard you know this can and is making you. Because the more flexible, the more open your mind, the stronger you orgasm. And hard, throbbing cocks make you love to think of more and more men. Feel his hands on the back of your head, my fingers on your nipples, another guy's hands on your cock and your balls. I get turned on when you go out of your way to tease someone's testicles. Grabbing his ass, your testicles. It's okay. I want you to do this. I want you to do it for me, testicles. And I get even more turned on knowing you're doing this for you, because then I know you're getting aroused by it. And I love it when you suck cock. I love it when you close your eyes and suck it like there's no tomorrow. There's nothing else that exists right now besides cock, 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 testicles, cock, 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 testicles. Crave it. Cock, testicles. Need it. Want it. Cock, testicles. Go to a place where you can't imagine life without it. Cock, 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 testicles. You need cock in your life. You need to suck that cock. You need to suck that cock. Visualize the many ways you wish to suck a real penis as you stroke. Harder. And more intensely. And as you imagine the way you wish to please me with your open sexuality, you will come when I count back from 10. You will restrain from coming until you hear me say the word buttfucker. Only when I say buttfucker will you be allowed to come. Any attempts to orgasm before I say the magic word will resort in infinite, irreversible gayness.
There's so much to see.
10. You're getting harder thinking of being called a fairy faggot. 9. And you like being called a fairy faggot when it's said by a woman who loves watching faggots suck each other off. 8.
But you know,
the next time you swallow saliva, it'll remind you of how you want to swallow cum. Every last drop. 7. Stroke harder and faster. Suck that cock. Suck it. 6. Imagine getting a blowjob from 2 guys. Both sucking you at the same time. 5. This is the way you want it. This is what you have waited for. Cock, 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 testicles. In this moment, in this very second, you can swing absolutely, completely gay.
Temptation.
4. Choke on that cock like you mean it. Choke, choke, choke on that cock like you mean it. Choke on that cock like you mean it. Choke, choke, choke on that cock like you mean it. 3. Deeper. Harder. That's right. 2. I wonder. I wonder if you'll come thinking of a guy fucking you from behind. Oh yeah, I'd like to see the expression on your face when he eases it in there and pushes it in nice and deep, popping that little cherry of yours. You're stroking yourself, thinking of a guy, aren't you? Suck that cock. Suck it. Choke on it. One. Butt fucker. Yeah. You're going all the way. Such a good butt fucker you are. And such a lovely cocksucker, too. Sucking and being fucked. And as you come, imagine three guys coming on your face and into your mouth. Open wide. Wider. Swallow it. Swallow that cum. Taste it. Eat it. Every drop. Be even more turned on by it. Be overwhelmed with arousal. Keep coming. Don't stop. Keep sucking. Keep coming. Every single drop. Pull it from deep inside you like a volcano. Even after it feels you've released it all, allow it to continue to spew. That's right. Even more. Good boy. Ah, oh, you have pleased me very well.
Enlightened.
Ah, nice. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Just breathe in through your nose. And just let it out. I want to congratulate you for taking such a big and bold step and for making such a groundbreaking decision. I'm very proud of you. And it seems as though your mind has expanded a little further, a little deeper, which was my goal. I want to thank you for being here. Just allow your body to slowly begin to awaken from the trance. And get feeling back into your legs, your hands, your feet, and take a deep stretch. Stretch your body. And slowly begin to come out. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and when I reach the number 5, you'll be fully awakened, completely refreshed, feeling wonderful and feeling good. You'll have full control over your sexual orientations. You'll be able to swing from one side to another side, from one moment to the next, having full control of your state. So you can be whoever and however you want at any time.
And feeling good.
One, slowly coming out now. Two, just breathing and moving your fingers and your toes. Three, becoming more awake, more refreshed, and rejuvenated. Four, go ahead and begin to open your eyes. And begin to awaken in 5. Completely awake, completely alert. Thank you for joining me and for spending time with me. Until next time, I'm Isabella Valentine. Thank you and good night. Namaste.